Jesus said to his disciples, "It's inevitable that things will happen which cause people to sin, but how terrible it will be for anyone who is the cause of their occurrence. It would be better for him if a millstone were tied around his neck and he were thrown into the sea than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. So beware of this. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him. Then if he apologizes, forgive him. If he sins against you 7 times in a day, and returns to you 7 times and says, 'I am sorry,' then forgive him." The apostles said to our Lord Jesus, "Increase our faith." He said, "If you have faith like a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it will obey you. Let's suppose that one of you has a servant who plows the land or looks after the sheep. When he returns from the field, do you say to him, 'Come quickly, sit down and eat'? Of course not. Instead, you say to him, 'Prepare supper for me. Then get yourself ready and serve me while I eat and drink. Then after that, you yourself may eat and drink.' And you thank the servant because he did what you ordered him to do? It's the same thing with regard to you. When you have done everything you were ordered to do, you should say, 'We are servants who deserve no credit. We have only done our duty.'" On his way to Jerusalem, Jesus was traveling along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering one of the villages, 10 men afflicted with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out, "Jesus, our Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." While they were going, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back praising God at the top of his voice. He threw himself down on his face at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said, "Were not all 10 cleansed? So where are the other 9? Was there no one found who would return and praise God besides this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Get up and go. Your faith has saved you." Then the Pharisees asked him, "When will the kingdom of God come?" He answered them, "The kingdom of God is not coming in a visible way. People will not say, 'It's here or there.' The truth, rather, is that the kingdom of God is already among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The time will come when you will long to see one of the days of the one who became man, but you will not see it. They will say to you, 'He is here,' or 'He is there.' But don't go, and don't follow them, for the one who became man in his day will be like the lightning that flashes and lights up the sky from its beginning to its end. But first it is necessary that he suffer greatly, and that this people reject him. Just as it happened in the days of Noah, so will it happen in the days of the one who became man. The people were eating and drinking, marrying and being given in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. It's the same as what happened in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, farming and building. But on the day Lot left Sodom, the sky rained fire and sulfur, and they all perished. On the day when the one who became man comes, the same thing will happen. On that day, if anyone is on the housetop and his belongings are in the house, he should not go down to get them. And similarly, anyone in the field should not return home. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever wants to preserve his life will lose it, whereas anyone who loses his life in my cause will save it. I assure you that on that night, 2 people will be in one bed, one will be taken, and the other will be left. 2 women will be grinding grain together, one will be taken, and the other will be left. 2 men will be in the field, one will be taken, and the other will be left. They asked him, "Where will this be, Master?" He replied, "Where the dead body is, the birds of prey will gather."